thank you for joining us on the IFS Radio Network, an audio publication of IFS North America. This is Charles Rathman. We are joined now by Anders Leaf, Global Director of Products and Industry Marketing with IFSAB. Anders has been conducting research into the impact of the aging and impending retirement of the baby boom workforce on manufacturing, and how enterprise software needs to change to help these manufacturers adjust.
It turns out that 7 to 8 million baby boomers in the U.S. workforce are starting to retire, and they are supposed to be exchanged with a generation that is just 50 million people. That is, of course, creating a gap in itself that demands a much increased efficiency in the way we are doing things. Another thing is that the younger generation have a completely different view of life and view and expectations of what work will offer them rather than what they can offer work. And this creates some challenges. Another interesting aspect of the aging workforce challenge is that it's basically just a challenge in the Western world or in the more developed countries. Because in the less developed countries, there we have an age structure that consists of a lot of younger generations to support a fairly small amount of elder people. In the more developed countries, we have an age structure looking more or less like a bottle. A fairly few young ones are there to support all increasingly aging part of the population. It's also a question about the kind of corporate capital that we have in the form of knowledge that are stored in the minds of people, and we tend to call that tacit knowledge that companies are afraid will leave when this generation is leaving the workforce. As it's so hard to get people to reveal their actual knowledge because you simply can't remember everything you know. It's very hard to ask someone to write down his actual experience. But with some of the tools that have developed under the label of Web 2.0, basically using internet as a platform for collaboration, we can see that people can be lured to reveal their tacit knowledge. If you manage to get people to engage in different forums and different debates, if you can get them to get used to the kind of computerized interface, it's suddenly a place where people get as passionate and as engaged in discussions and debates as they are in real life, but with the big difference that suddenly the information is stored. This is, of course, also having an effect on how we think and how we design future business applications.
According to Leaf, the type of collaborative communication allowed by Web 2.0 tools on the internet may be the key to debriefing retiring workers, capturing their valuable knowledge, and making it part of the corporate culture.
A lot of the tool sets are coming from what we know as Web 2.0 or Enterprise 2.0, the different kind of social networks or user contribution environments that has been developed in internet, things like Wikipedia or different kind of share sites or even Facebook are examples of areas where people have an opportunity to interact with internet as a platform and sharing information. Maybe the best example is different kind of forums. I had a really interesting experience myself last year. I got a boat from a friend, and it was an old wooden boat with an inboard motor, and I managed to drown the whole thing. So when I came back from fishing in the mountains, I suddenly saw that the boat was on the bottom of the lake, which means that the motor was water-filled, and I didn't know anything about motors. This was in Lapland, 300 miles from the nearest workshop. And I just went out to the internet, started to search for information about this motor, and suddenly ended up in a forum where I pulled out the question without being afraid of losing face, managed to drown my Albin 011. I don't know anything about motors. Could you please help me where to start to get it all in order again? And with the help of nice people that I've never met, I had the motor fully running in 2 weeks, and I knew more about these motors than I actually needed, so I feel very safe for the future. And this kind of power that came from being able to share the experience from people around the Scandinavian countries that I had never met before. Was a great example of how you can benefit from others' knowledge. And if you can get people to engage in this kind of forums and get used to the interface of itself, it actually lures people to share knowledge because they get engaged in the debate, just like you would in a normal discussion.
IFS has already entered the Web 2.0 space by launching a collaborative community for IFS applications users worldwide. The next step, according to Leaf, will be to integrate this type of community directly with the application.
Within IFS, we have started to build our experience based on something called OpenIFS. And OpenIFS is a community that is centered around IFS and IFS applications, but it's primarily end users sharing experience with each other, but of course also with people from IFS or partners to IFS. And as I have understood it from talking to press and analysts, it's fairly unique that a company is inviting their end users to this kind of collaboration, mainly primarily because people are afraid of end users starting to share negative experiences. But we have never looked upon it in that angle. We always feel that the time when you could hide things under the rug is gone. Because if we don't offer this kind of environment, people will find other places to do the same kind of interaction. If we have challenges, it's really, really important for us to understand them as fast as possible if we want to continue to gain market shares and continue to be seen as a vital and sincere player. And with the many good examples of customers helping each other and customers being involved with IFS personnel and dealing with different challenges and solving different problems, it starts to reveal how important this will become as part of the everyday business application environment. So we are starting to build Web 2.0 related tools into the business application. So things like forums and the ability for people to share information, maybe with the basis in the window they are in at the moment, a purchase requisition or a financial transaction.
The other challenge presented by the shrinking workforce is the fact that there will be fewer people available to perform the same amount of work. Efficiency, usability, and excellent decision support will become imperative for both practical and cultural reasons, according to Leaf.
Another challenge is that younger generations are actually less well equipped to handle complex systems. It's not because they are less intelligent or less suitable for it, but they simply demand that systems are more well designed to meet their expectations. While an older generation might have been open to kind of a very technocratic view of the world, where the engineer who had designed the system was supposed to know what he was doing, and if you needed to click 10 times and open 5 different windows to get to the information you needed, you accepted that and you learned your lesson and you became good at opening these 5 windows and clicking on the 10. The young generation don't accept that. They just say, why did you do it like this? This seems to be stupid. Can we not do it in a more efficient way? It's a different way of looking at things and also a different way of revealing your inner thoughts. There is a lot of research going on in what is called human-computer interaction, HCI, basically focused on creating usable systems and how the brain is working and how the human brain is best capturing information. Just an example, if you would have 1,000 control points and you wanted to represent these in a graphical window and you wanted to point out the ones that are behaving in an unexpected way, you could let every control point be represented by a vertical line on a light gray background. But if you then say that as soon as something is in an alarm stage, you make it red and you turn the line to be horizontal instead of vertical, you're highlighting the vital few from the average many.
For more information on this topic, call us at 1-888-437-4968 to request a copy of our forthcoming white paper on selecting ERP for your shrinking workforce. And for more information on IFS, visit us at ifsworld.com. Thank you for joining us on the IFS Radio Network.
Extend your communication. Focus on what you do the best. Hey.